So how does religion explain evolution? See, again, evolution is a theory which is based on observing material phenomena. And that matter changes is something which is we can see by observation, and it is talked about in scripture also, adibhutam kshara bhava. Matter keeps changing. But there is valid observation and there is invalid extrapolation from that observation. So what this means is there can be certain mechanisms by which certain things may change in the material world, but those mechanisms don't necessarily explain reality exhaustively. I'll give two examples to illustrate this. That suppose somebody plays billiards. So when they're playing billiards, somebody hits the ball, one ball hits another ball, and then the final ball goes into the hole. Now I can explain all of this purely in terms of the laws of physics, because this ball hit this ball at this angle with this velocity with this momentum, and that's how this ball went into the hole. That's a correct explanation. But somebody else may say, oh, you know, this player who hit the ball, this player is an expert billiards player, and it was because of the expertise of the billiards player that the ball went into the hole. So now this is also correct. These two explanations are not contradictory, they are complementary. The expertise of the player and the action of the and the laws of physics, both are explanations for why the ball went into the hole. So like that, science may come up with certain material mechanisms based on observing how the world functions. Now the material mechanisms, they explain the interaction of objects. They don't explain the origin of the objects. They don't explain the origin of motion. Now once somebody hits, then okay, by the laws of physics it will go into the hole. Suppose, you know, most of you are Indians, so it's a cricketer. Last ball is the India-Pakistan match. And you know, you have to hit a sixer to win the match. And the batsman just hits powerfully and hits a sixer. Oh, how did you win the match? He says, by the laws of motion. That doesn't make sense. The laws of motion are true. We could say that the batsman hit the ball with adequate force. That's why the ball went over the boundary. But the laws themselves are not causes. Laws simply describe the interconnectedness between events, or interconnectedness between cause and effect. Laws are themselves not causes. So science can explain how events, how things interact with each other. And there can be various theories. I won't go into the specifics of any theory because that becomes a very technical subject. I'll stick to principles over here. So in principle, scientific investigation and the spiritual understanding, they don't have to be contradictory. Now in some cases, science extends its jurisdiction beyond its valid realm. So for example, especially when we go to origins. Now generally we think, if you are opposing science, you know, I can see how my phone works so well. I just click a few buttons and I can talk with anyone in the world. How can you say that science is wrong? How can you say that scientific theories are incorrect? We may feel like that, but you know, all science is not created equal. So when we look at, say, the laws of semiconductor effect, or laws of physics, or laws of electromagnetics, by which much of our computer digital world works, this for this science uses one method, and when it goes to origins, it uses an entirely different method. So normally, how does science work? It uses inductive reasoning. Newton observed a fruit falling. And then afterwards, this fell. Why? Maybe because there's some force which attracts particles to each other. Then he got many other particles to fall. And many other people did the same experiment. So here, repeatability is possible. Repeatable experiments can be done. And this form of reasoning is called as inductive reasoning. So most of science operates either on deductive reasoning, which is mathematics, or inductive reasoning, which is inference from observed phenomena. So we observe certain phenomena and we infer from that. But when science goes to origins, it cannot do inductive reasoning. Because how the universe came about? Science cannot say, oh universe, please recreate yourself, I want to observe it. So how does, so science does not use inductive reasoning. It uses another form of reasoning which is called as abductive reasoning. Abductive reasoning means, basically, it is a inference to best explanation. It's an inference to best explanation. Suppose, some crime investigators are there, they have found that the owner of a house has been murdered with a knife in his stomach. Now they have a security camera over there. You saw a friend went to meet him at 2 o'clock and then at 10 o'clock when somebody went to meet him, he was murdered. And they say, okay, between 2 to 10, who all went into the room? There's a 5-year-old child who went there. Now he did not have the strength to put a knife like that. Then, a 70-year-old housemaid went over there. She also did not have the strength. Then he found, okay, a 25-year-old young man went over there. He must be the murderer. Now this, it's not that when they investigate, they can actually replicate what happened over there. This is an inference to best explanation, and this is to a large extent a guess. Now in that same house, there might be some trap door hidden under some closet or under some bed, and a thief might have come through that trap door. But if the trap door is not detected, they will say, based on this evidence, this is the best explanation. But there can be some other factor involved which is not known. So why, this is just like in a whodunit mystery novel, the detective detects based on an inference to best explanation. And this is never conclusive, this is never definitive. Like that, when science goes to origins, it actually cannot replicate, it cannot do experiments. So it is an inference to best explanation. And this inference to best explanation is often based on a lot of guesswork. Because we really don't know how the universe was at the beginning. And that's why we need to take scientific theories, as far as scientific theories are dealing with how matter works right now. So there is microevolution and there is macroevolution. Microevolution is change within species. It's like you can have cauliflowers of this size, we can have cauliflowers of this size. This is change within species. This is an observed fact of nature. And there is no denying that. But from this observed fact of nature, when the theory is made that actually all life came from matter, this is a huge extrapolation. And that extrapolation is actually based on a lot of chain of inferences, much of which is unreliable. So when we talk and science goes into origins, it becomes very, very speculative, and it is a different genre of science. So science which is based on repeatable experiments and science which is talking about origins, they are two different kinds of science. And that's why when we as scientists, if you are a biologist working in biology, now there are observable phenomena, and microevolution is well observed. But the survival of the fittest is a principle of nature. But survival of the fittest does not explain the arrival of the fittest. No, we are not explaining origins by this. We are looking at observed features in nature and explaining them. But where it all came from, that is something which is a whole different genre. And so overall, rather than getting into technicalities in this question answer forum, if you want to discuss about evolution, maybe we can discuss some other time. But suffice it to say that we have the scientific explanation, spiritual explanation very complementary, not contradictory. We have no issues with science discovering laws which govern nature. Mayadhyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hetu nanena kaunte jagat viparivartate. That Krishna says that material nature works under my supervision, and things change in the material world under the laws of material nature. So that there are laws of material nature, we have no issues with that, and science can discover those laws. But from the discovery of laws based on observable repeatable phenomena, when science makes inferences about origins, it's a far less reliable body of knowledge. It's based on abductive reasoning, not inductive reasoning. And that's why it needs to be taken with a grain of salt. Thank you.